that is, but it honestly, it has to go back to TANA fundamentals. It depends on what kind of configuration. I can only give you an example. For instance, here I'm using an inverted L antenna. Boy, it's only half of a dipole what I have out there. If I want the differential current to work correctly and not create basically a frequency problem, I use the majority of my feed line as the other half of the one solution for all of them. Some antennas are handheld. Guys put what's called a tiger tail on it, making it into a dipole antenna instead of a quarter wave isotric. Honestly, I believe if you're going to understand what differential current is and what's a radiating, yes, the counterpoise is required. And back to you.
All right, thank you for that comment. And see, my infed antenna, I've just got the wire run horizontal, but it's kind of up. And one of my buddies, he kind of threw this in there for a little joke. He told me if I got my end of the infed antenna up a little bit higher, that I would catch more DX that way. That way, you know, their signal would kind of slide a little bit faster into the ham shack. But anyway, I thought that was kind of a funny comment, you know, that he had things of that sort. So, but I did put it horizontal. Back to you, Dennis. DU3 XCD K4CUP. I'm assuming that you would need a counterpoise, my friend.